Hello, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about local issues, and we would like to include your response. Are you registered to vote in Texas? Can you be sure to answer your opinion?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry. Who are you?
I'm sorry, sir. My name is Carlos from Opinion Research. We're just conducting a study. We would like to include your response to the study. Now, sir, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or an independent?
I am an independent.
Thank you, sir. Now, when it comes to voting for local offices in your area or for the Texas State Legislature, do you usually vote for mostly Democrat candidates, usually vote for mostly Republican, or mix of roughly the same number from both parties?
Usually Republican.
Thank you, sir. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Sir, as you may know, every top elected position in Texas is state government is controlled by Republican, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, sir, is time for a change in the direction and political leadership in Texas, or this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue?
I don't think it's time for a change. Liberals just run the state and the country into the ground, and the conservatives keep it going and keep the economy going.
Understood. So it should continue the way it is right now? Should I record that as your answer? Okay, thank you, sir.
Yes.
Now, sir, which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? Gun violence, the economy, inflation and jobs, illegal immigration and the borders, abortion rights, violent crime, property taxes, health care costs, or funding for public schools and teachers pay? If you have to pick one, the issues facing Texas today.
The biggest issue would be the economy, followed by probably immigration, the border.
Okay, that was the second question. That was the second one, the immigration and the border, right?
Right.
Okay, thank you, sir. Sir, next, Mark, your opinion of each of has very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. How about Joe Biden? How do you feel about him? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
And Laurel Jordan Swiss, do you recognize the name?
No.
And how about Mark Lahoud? Do you recognize the name?
No.
And Donald Trump. What's your opinion about Donald Trump? Favorable or unfavorable?
I'm sorry, who?
Donald Trump?
Yes, sir.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. And how about Steve Allison? Do you recognize the name?
No.
And Kamala Harris, what's your opinion?
Very unfavorable.
And how about Colleen Autry? What's your opinion?
Not familiar with her.
Okay. And Ken Paxton? Are you familiar with that name?
Yes.
What's
favorable.
Your opinion? Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable, okay. And how about Ken Paxton? What's your opinion?
Who did you just ask me about before that?
Yeah. Okay. The first one I asked, it was Colleen Autry. That's the one I just say somewhat favorable, right?
Colleen? No, I don't know her.
Okay. You
know. Ken Paxton is somewhat favorable.
Okay, Ken Paxton is somewhat favorable. How about Ted Cruz? What's your opinion?
I'm sorry, who?
Ted Cruz.
Oh, Ted Cruz, somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Thank you, sir. Now, moving right along. Sir, okay, here we go. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Wait a minute. I'm so sorry, sir. Just having a little bit of trouble here with the computer. Okay, here we go. Okay, sir, in the 2024 presidential election, which candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, would you vote for if you had to choose today, if the election was today and you had to choose?
Trump.
Okay, thank you, sir. And, sir, if the U.S. Senate election between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colin Ardred, the Democrat? Which one would you vote for if you have to choose today?
Ted Cruz.
Thank you. And in the election for Texas State Representative from your area, which candidate, Mark Lahu, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Switch, the Democrat, or would you not vote, or which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
No, I would vote, but I'd have to do some research first. I'm not familiar with either one of them.
Okay, yeah, I understand that. That's very smart. Okay, so you undecided on that one, correct?
Yes.
Okay, sir. Here's some follow-up information about both of the state house district candidates. The first one is Mark Lahu. He's a pro-Trump Republican, a criminal defense attorney, born and raised in San Antonio, and father of four children. Mark is a pro-conservative who believes that we are at the crisis point in our state and nation, and that now is the time for bold, unapologetic conservative leadership in government. And he's endorsed by Attorney General Ken Paxton and Governor Greg Abbott because he will work with them to secure our border and empower parents to make the best education decisions for their child. Okay, now the next one. Laura Jordan Swiss, the Democrat, is a San Antonio native with a career in medical sales who raised five kids in our community. A former Republican herself, Laurel will go to Austin and fight to fully fund our public schools, expanding affordable health care to more working Texans. She will also work to restore women's freedom of choice to have an abortion, as well as to foster unity and respect. Now, based on this information, sir, which is your choice for Texas House District, Mr. Mark Lahood or Laura Jordan Switch? If that's just
Mark, whatever his name is.
Mark.
I can't vote for anybody who is for abortion. I consider that murder.
Understood, sir. And sir, Mark, which side you agree with most? The first one, it says, the liberals' woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining America with that DEI, teaching kids to hate America, saying it is a racist country, and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyle. The second one says, America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity. The first one and the second one, do you agree with most?
Probably the first one.
The first one, okay. Now, agree with those who say Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having their rights or choice dictated by government politicians. The second one, agree with those who support Texas Republican laws protecting traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversion for children, protecting the unborn, and banning school library books with inappropriate sexual or racist content. Now, which one on those, the first one or the second one, you agree with?
The second one.
Second one. And sir, Texas is being overrun by illegal immigrants, and Governor Abbott is right to continue spending Texas tax money using the National Guard and physical barriers to stop it. Second one, Governor Abbott is just putting on political show by continuing to spend over $11 billion to Texas taxpayer money on his failed border policies, when that money could be better spent on schools or lowering the health care costs. Instead, the federal government should take over its responsibility to secure the border. First one or the second one, you agree the most?
First one.
Thank you, sir. And sir, do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortions? Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Yes, sir. Next, a few statements about each of the candidates running for the state legislature that their opponents might make. These are things you're going to hear during the campaign, okay? Now, can you please rate your reaction to each as a very strong reason to vote against that candidate, or somewhat strong reason, or a weak reason? Now, here's the first statement. Mark Lahood is endorsed by an embraces anti-vaccination organizations that promote conspiracy theories with no scientific proof about vaccinations that have helped eradicate serious diseases and viruses. Do you very strong against that, somewhat strong against that, weak reason to support the candidate?
I don't know yet.
Okay. And how about Lahu is on record taking a campaign contribution for a group, even state Republican leaders say is wrong because they are connected to a Nazi sympathizer who openly advocates killing Jewish people and beating women. Now, is that statement a very strong reason to vote against the candidate, somewhat strong or a weak reason?
Yeah, very strong.
Okay. And Laurel Switch is an extreme pro-abortion advocate. Is that a very strong reason to vote against her, somewhat or a weak reason?
That is a strong reason, very strong.
And in the legislature, Laurel Jordan Switch will vote against parents having the right to use their tax money through an education savings account to send their child to a private school. Will that be a very strong reason, somewhat strong, or a weak reason not to vote for her?
Not to vote for her?
Exactly.
That would be a very strong one.
Okay. This is the statement that some opponents make, okay? Now, Switch is backed by the same big national liberals who advocate gun control and taking away rights to gun ownership. Okay, will that be a very strong reason to vote against that candidate, or somewhat strong reason, or a weak reason?
Can you read that to me again?
Yes, sir. Switch, that's the last name of the other candidate, is backed mm-hmm. by the same big national liberals who advocate gun control and taking away rights to gun ownership.
Yeah, that would be a strong reason to vote against Switch.
Yeah, against her, okay. If elected, Mark Lahut is so extreme in his pro-life views, he would put parents' access to conceiving a child using a medical science to IVF at risk of being made illegal in Texas. Would that be a very strong reason to vote against that candidate, somewhat, or a weak reason?
IVF, I would say that would be that'd be a pretty strong reason to vote against him.
Okay. And Mark Lahut defends the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, denying it was an insurrection. Would that be, again, very strong, somewhat strong, or a weak reason to vote against him?
Weak.
Okay. And Lahut's campaign is bankrolled by West Texas and out-of-state billionaires who want to buy a representative who represents them and their extremist agenda, defunding public education and restricting personal freedoms. Would that be very strong, somewhat strong, or a weak reason to vote against Mr. Lahut?
I'm weak.
Okay. And Laurel Jordan Switch and her Democrat pals will continue to Biden's Harris border policies that have allowed an invasion of illegals, bringing dangerous drugs and a spike in migrant crime to our communities. Again, sir, very same question. Barry, so what or a weak reason to vote against her?
Very strong.
Okay. And Mark Lahut supports Governor Abbott's voucher plan that will siphon money away from our public schools and give it instead to a private for-profit schools run by his contributors. Would that be a weak, not so weak, or a very weak reason? By strong, I'm sorry, not so strong, not very weak reason to vote against them.
I don't know. I'd have to learn some more about that one.
Okay. We can move right along. Now, Laurel Jordan Switch is just another liberal Democrat promoting woke DEI policies, gun control, and defunding police. Against her, would that be a very strong, somewhat strong, or a weak reason to vote against her?
Very strong.
Mark Lahut claims to support police and safety, but he makes his money as a lawyer defending criminals who physically attack cops, molested children, and committed murder. Would that be strong, somewhat strong, or a weak reason not to support him?
Somewhat strong.
Okay. And Mark Law, who supports a Republican extreme ban on abortion, not only puts a pregnant woman's life at risk if they have a health emergency, but also criminalizes doctors performing life-saving care or anyone who assists a woman traveling to another state to get a legal abortion. Would that be a very strong reason to vote against Mr. Lawhood? Somewhat strong or a weak reason?
Weak.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And very kind of you, sir, for your patience. Sir, after hearing these statements about Mark Lawhood and his belief, as well knowing that he defeated more moderate, bipartisan, incumbent representative, Steve Allenson, in the primary, do you agree or disagree that Mark Lawhood is the kind of Republican that is just too extreme for Texas? Agree or disagree on that one?
Disagree.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, lastly, here are some statements about the record and policies. One of the candidates for the state, Representative Laurel Jordan Sweet, answer, if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Now, the first one, in the legislature, Laurel will support public schools by opposing the diversion of taxpayers' money for private school vouchers. Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Negative.
Okay. And Laurel believes that the best way to prevent mass shooting is with responsible gun ownership and sensible laws like raising the age to purchase assault weapons to 21 and require mental health background checks for gun sales. Is that a very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative on that policy, sir?
Negative.
Negative, okay. Now, Laurel Jordan Switch is a strong and consistent supporter of public education. She says the state should use its massive $33 billion budget surplus to fully fund our schools, increase teachers' pay, and relieve pressure on local property taxes. Now, what's your reaction to that statement? Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Positive. Teachers don't get paid enough.
Somewhat positive or very positive on that one?
Very positive.
Okay. And Laurel Jordan Switch believes that Texas women should have the freedom to make their own health care choices and not to have the government dictate that they cannot have an abortion included when medically necessary to save a woman's life. What's your reaction to that statement? Very positive.
Can you repeat that?
Yes, sir. Laurel Jordan Switch believes Texas women should have the freedom to make their own health care choices and not have the government dictate that they cannot have an abortion, including when medically necessary to save a woman's life. What's your reaction to this statement? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Thank you. And in the legislature, Laurel Jordan Switch will support expanding health care to more Texas working families by using available federal Medicaid money, just 41 other states do. What's your reaction to this statement? Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Okay. A former Republican herself.
Excuse me a sec. Hang on just a second. One more.
Sorry? I couldn't hear you, sir.
Hang on just a second. But what?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he's
coming. We're almost done, sir. We are 80%. Okay, and the next question, just for a statistical purpose only. Okay? And you let me know when you're ready to continue, okay? Okay.
I'm ready.
Now, sir, moving right along. A former Republican herself, Laurel Jordan Switch, has a white Texas Republican. Let me start again. A former Republican herself, Laurel Jordan Switch, has watched Texas Republicans forget about what matters, common sense, and working to make sure that families across Texas have what they need to live good, healthy life. In Austin, she will work with anyone to lower property taxes, fund our schools, and bring back the fundamental freedoms extremists have taken from us. Is that your reaction to the statement? Very positive, somewhat neutral or negative?
Very positive.
Okay. Ed Laurel thinks Austin politicians just need to use some common sense and talk to one another. She will be a bipartisan, pragmatic problem solver, and the legislature working with Republicans and Democrats to get things done. What's your reaction to the statement? Very somewhat
very
neutral or negative?
Okay. Very positive.
Laurel Jordan Switch knows that Texas must act now to reduce the cost of home ownership. She will lower property taxes for homeowners by ending the special breaks Republicans have created for business and big corporations to challenge their taxes and not pay their fair share. What's your reaction to that statement? Very somewhat neutral or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Positive, okay. And then the last one. As the Republican in power continue to take millions in campaign cash from the big insurance company and refuse to do anything about the skyrocketing cost of insurance, homeowner, or vehicle squeezing Texas consumers, now Laurel Jordan Switch say it is time to change who Austin looks out for and will take on the greedy insurance corporations to give Texas family relief from raising rates. Your reaction to the statement? Very positive, somewhat neutral or negative?
Neutral.
Okay. Having heard this information, if you had to vote today, would you choose Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Switch, the Democrat?
The Republican.
Thanks, sir. Okay, Mr. LaHood. Now, which is your gender, male, female, or other?
I'm sorry?
Your gender, sir, just for the record.
Yeah.
Male, okay. Can you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
65 and up.
Thank you, sir. Sir, do you consider yourself to be either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be an African American or Black, or Asian or Pacific Islander descent, or White Caucasian, or other?
White Caucasian.
Thank you, sir. And do you have at least one college degree that requires 4 or more years to obtain? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
And finally, sir, can you please mark yes or no if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment? Here's the first one. Twitter, X, TikToks, or Instagram. Do you use that to get your news or entertainment? Yes or no?
Okay. Which ones are they again?
Okay. And the first one is Twitter, or formerly known as X. Before it was Twitter, TikTok, or Instagram. Do you get your news or entertainment for any of those? Yes or no?
No, no.
How about TV channels like Fox, Fox News, or OAN?
Yes.
Okay. And Facebook or Meta? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And TV streaming like Hulu, ESPN, Peacock, or Paramount? Do you get your news or entertainment for any of those?
Yes.
Okay. And YouTube, the TV? Do you get your entertainment for news? Okay. And TV channels like MSNBC or CNN? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Bye-bye. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.